Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is The Collection. Now your host, the Boat, Brad Gilmore.
And welcome back to the show. We're talking about the crossover on Disney Plus, and the two stars of the show, the goats of the show, join us right now, Amir and Jalen. Guys, you know, thanks for taking the time. And I'm going to start with you, Amir. Just tell me, how does it feel for this show to finally be out and the people able to see it?
Man, it's a really excited feeling, you know. Me and Jalen shot this show in 2021. And, you know, just for it finally to be introduced to the public, it's just a real feeling. I'm really excited for you all to experience that.
And Jalen, I mean, look, the show, the weight of the show is on y'all's shoulders. Y'all carry it. You know, I mean, Filthy, right, is one of the main characters. How does it feel to be kind of shouldered with that responsibility and now to be looking forward to people seeing it?
It is welcomed because with responsibility, you know, comes a drive and incentive to just do your very, very best. And I feel like everybody felt that, you know, while, you know, some scenes might be more potent and, you know, stronger than others, everybody had a purpose and we all had each other to make this project work. Like without Amir, this wouldn't work. Without, you know, Crystal, without, sorry, Sabrina, Derek, Deja, Trevor, Skylar, just with everybody, it's so many variables. And we all kind of shared that kind of weight. And it was each other that kept us going.
You know, Amir, when Jalen there talks about Derek and Sabrina and the impact that all the characters have, but them, you know, they got real world experience. They got real world acting experience. Derek's been in so many things that I've loved over the years. What's something that you've got? What's some game that you got from him or from her that you're going to keep and carry forward?
Man, that's a great question. Some game that I got from Derek, just in regards to acting, is to, if you understand your character and somebody's trying to tell you something different about your character that you feel like you already know and the inside and out stuff, listen to yourself, trust your gut. And from Sabrina, I would say just to always, you know, like when you feel something and you have an idea about something, speak your mind. And it's never bad and it's never wrong to speak your mind.
Oh man, that's great. Now, Jalen, there are a lot of big words in this show, man. I'll be honest with you. There's a couple that made me go, wait, what is that? I don't think I've ever heard that in my 30 years on the planet. What's one that you learned on this show that you try to work into the everyday thing, especially when you're going back and forth, maybe texting somebody trying to impress them? What's the word?
Right. So I would say one of the things I've been using so far is I'll percolate on it. You know, in the first one we started, the word he was like, he was writing a paper like percolate on, Mr. Bell, which basically means, if I'm not mistaken, Amir helped me out with this one, but like, you know, kind of still investigating, you know, the future in something or your own ideals, still like pondering it almost. So when someone asks me, like, man, like, what are we doing today? Or do you want to go hang out? I'd be like, I'll percolate on it, you know? So, yeah.
You know, we were talking to Mia. There's a lot of goat talk in the show, right? A lot of goat talk in the show. Your character is a Bulls guy, which I don't blame you at all. How could you not love the Bulls? But who is your goat when it comes to the basketball game? Like, who do you go to? Who's the one that you love the most to watch play?
I mean, I'll say that I think there's a reason JB is a fan of Michael Jordan. I mean, he gosh, man, I can go on and on about that guy. Michael Jordan, hands down, for me, you know, everybody has their own opinion, but for me, I would say the GOAT of basketball is Michael Jordan. I feel like he almost kind of shaped the way we play today. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, do you want to get him in on our debate? Or like,
what do we got?
Bro. Oh, yeah.
I feel as though Ja Morant has the potential to beat him in a 1v1. That's how I feel.
Look, I mean, look, it's hard to gauge potential. It's hard to gauge potential. We'll see. We'll see. And we'll have this conversation in 2031, you know, like kind of in the future of the show. We'll see where Ja Morant is there. But let me ask you this last question for both of you. Who's the better baller between the two of you?
We both have our strong suits.
Yeah, I'll say that. I feel like Jalen, I feel like his handles and his driving ability is fantastic.
With the you know, shooting, his range, his precision. It's nasty. It's nasty.
Some might say it's filthy. The crossover on Disney Plus right now. Jalen and Amir, I really appreciate y'all taking the time.
Thank you so much.